This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't want to keep droning on about these silly Bidens, but I am happy they're going down. I'm happy that the Democratic Party's going with them. They're dragging them down like a boat anchor. Boy, what an albatross to put around your neck, and what timing. And if you don't know that the people that have been waiting for Joe Biden's demise, I mean, they are like vultures out there, the Gavin Newsoms of the world. I don't know who else. And the Democrats are trying to demonize RFK because, ooh, he's making a stink. He's making a stink on COVID. He's making a stink on these Bidens. And all of this is just reality, folks, smacking the Democrats in the face. The reality they don't want to face. The reality that Joe Biden is a demented clown. And by the way, I said to a buddy of mine, I did his radio show the other day, I said, this is the best Joe Biden's going to, he better take a fall. He better say, you know what, guys, I got brain damage. I'm getting feeble. I need to just get out. That is the best get out of jail free card for him, because the sympathy will be, oh, well, finally, they admit it. And it'll get him a little bit of you know, I don't want him to be completely exonerated, but it'll soften me a bit if he finally says I'm done. But I'm not going to let him be done without getting the Democrats. Just because Kamala Harris gets shoehorned in there doesn't mean it goes away. We're going to tie her to it. And we're going to tie Gavin Newsom. We're going to tie the Democrats, leftism in general, all the things that they can't stand. Border is going to tie around him. Education. Once you get Biden and this crooked, you know, all the things that they've done in the media and the social media guys and all that, we would be crazy to stop. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm a strategist. Done a lot of good things. By the way, I would love to see you guys get my book, Race Pimping. Maybe get it for a friend. Maybe we'll do a special on it. It's only $15. But think about it. $15 and I autograph it. There are people that will sell their books for the norm, you know, that's the retail price, $15. And then they go, if I autograph it, it's $30. Yeah, I autograph all the books. You order a book, it comes to you signed. I sign it. Now, another thing they'll do is sign it specifically. So, like, if you, it's $15 to get the book, $30 to get it signed, and say $50 for a special signing. Like, to my favorite listener, or my biggest fan, Andy. And I'll let the two Andys fight it out. Andy Dallas, who's my former regional manager, and Andy the doctor, I think Andy's a cardiologist. Which Andy makes a big play that he's my, Andy the cardiologist makes a big play that he's my biggest fan. Andy puts his money where his mouth is, and he's such a sweet guy. And what a lovely wife. Oh, just a jewel. Great family. I mean, I'm going to tell you something honestly about, and I could also say this about Andy in Texas. Andy and Liz, they're salt of the earth in Texas, and Andy and his wife in Florida are just, they're just wonderful couples. They picked great, these two Andys picked great women. Is it Andys that are good? My middle name is Andy, by the way. It's Andrew. But anyway, the Andys just pick great women. I can't say I have until this last one. But anyway, I had to do that quick because Melissa listens to the show. What'd you say? Oh, okay. You're including me. Yeah, babe, I'm including you. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, I wanted to talk about DeSantis. So, what's interesting about all these turn of events where the Bidens are now under fire, the Democrats are under fire, there's no more calls for, remember, to save the democracy. We've got to do this for the democracy. The democracy, the democracy, 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 democracy. Remember? Media was all, this for the good of the democracy, democracy, democracy. Okay, where's that going? You haven't heard that in a while, have you? There's no saving the democracy with the Bidens. The Bidens are, like leftism, the biggest existential threat to mankind. No question about it. Don't talk to me about rich white conservatives. Don't talk to me about global climate change and the oceans rising or whatever. Don't talk to me about CO2. Don't talk to me about anything. The biggest existential threat, bar none, in the world is the American leftist. They will destroy everything. But I want to go back to DeSantis, because the way I'm segueing into this is this beat up of Donald Trump. All the indictments, all the stuff that I heard, oh, George is going to issue a new one. Oh, this is happening somewhere for another indictment. And I'm scratching my head going, okay, fine. What do you think that's going to do? Pile it on right now, because all of it's going to get sucked up in the atmosphere of the Bidens. This is going to be on the minds of people for weeks, if not months, until Joe Biden's done. And I'm not cutting the Republicans out. Like, I don't like that it's a drip campaign. I wish Comer would just come out and say, we got all the records and we're going to have a big press conference. We're going to show you what we've got. We're going to impeach Biden. If the Democrats won't do it, we're going to actually more than impeach him. We're going to take him to court. I don't know what they got to do, but impeach or just throw the book at him, because these people are guilty. Tax evasion. There's no impeachment for the president. If he tax evaded, and he did, I want him to go to prison. Now, my buddy's on the radio. He goes, Kevin, they're not going to send Biden to prison. Okay, fine. He's an 80-year-old. He's probably going to die within a year anyway, the way his health looks, the way he looks. So don't send him to prison, but I want him punished. But all this was supposed to impact Trump. And DeSantis, and again, I like Ron DeSantis as a person. I've spent more time with him than a lot of people. But he's having to cut his staff. The decision to shed staff comes as DeSantis' campaign has struggled to meet its fundraising expectations. Remember when he first came out, they reset, then they bragged about how much money they had. He's cutting staff. They said, though the governor raised $20 million in the second quarter of this year, $3 million was earmarked for the general election. In addition, only 15% of the donations came from small dollar donors, a level he will likely have to enhance in order to keep up with former President Trump, who has built a robust small dollar network over the years. DeSantis' campaign spent more than $1 million on payroll taxes, insurance, and processing fees in the second quarter, with roughly 90 staffers on the book. Despite his fundraising difficulties, DeSantis remains firmly in second place in the GOP behind Trump and never backed down, has raised more than $100 million. Now, here's the point. This is a time that a candidate should be feasting on Trump. Look at Christie. Anybody taking him serious? When's the last time you heard Nikki Haley mentioned in any serious way? Asa Hutchinson. Name him. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, is number two. What's Pence? I tweeted to Pence the other day, remind me, who are you? Nothing these people are doing is working. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep it up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I get a video of a store in San Francisco, and it's at a specific location. It's a Walgreens. And it looks like Fort Knox. You can't go, you know, Walgreens sells obviously all the sundries for medicines and gauzes and all that kind of stuff. But it also has food products. So it'll have frozen foods, ice creams, things like that. And then it, you know, the other sundries are typically just out and about. No, this store, everything except the checkout, and I didn't, you couldn't see the checkout, but it looks like it's all behind plexiglass, and all the frozen food items are chained. They have chains behind the doors. Normally, you know, you walk up to the refrigerator area, you open a little door, boop, you grab what you need, and you go out. They chained it up. Everything in the store. Now, typically, if you go into, if you know you're in a rough area when they chain up the liquor and they chain up the razor blades and things like that. Kind of the expensive items. Like where I live, nothing's chained up. That's why you know, okay, I'm in a decent neighborhood. If they chain up the liquor or if they chain up the razor blades, you know, okay, getting a little sketchy. when they chain up everything, in other words, put everything behind plexiglass or they chain it, you are in a war zone. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This store is obviously in a war zone. It's clear as day. I can only bet there are bail bondsmen and a self-wash, you know, car wash, and probably a check-cashing place nearby, because that's what those are the types of neighborhoods that you find when you have the store completely. And for the record, I didn't see the checkout area. Wouldn't surprise me if they were behind plexiglass there, except in New York they outlawed it. You can't do it. They took all these little bodegas and they said, you can't do it. You got to remove all the plexiglass. So if people want to walk in and steal and pilfer, it's on them. And they did it because these people that are capitalists in these black neighborhoods where a lot of this is happening are mostly Indians and Koreans. People that go, you know what, I can make a buck. I can live the American dream, and I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put my money at work. And leftists in those states and in those big cities are like, who cares? So I was looking at this video. It was on my Twitter feed, and I was amazed. This thing is it's beautiful, but all the prices can show up on, you know, you can see the prices on the outside. But when you want something, I guess you got to go get a clerk. I've been to these stores. I live in neighborhoods where these stores existed. And you have to get a clerk. They come open it up. They grab your razor blades or your liquor, whatever, and they take it and boop, they walk you right over it so you can pay for it. So I'm presuming they know who's going to pay and who isn't. If they go, I'm not coming over there. You just steal. I'm not going to let you get something, because you can just literally walk out. Melissa related a story to me. We're doing some work on her father's place in California, which we went to Home Depot. And the guy said to her, we cannot pursue you outside of the door. If you were to, she was, I don't know what she was buying, but, oh, I know what it was, batteries for a one of these, you know, drills. And our battery ran out. I mean, it quit working, so we went and bought two new batteries. Well, he goes, if you were to run out of here right now and get to the door, you could turn around and look at us and nobody would chase you. That would be the end of it. And she goes, are you serious? He goes, yeah. And so now at that Home Depot, they have certain items that are under, they thread chain through certain items, so you can't just take them. And I'm presuming if you do take it, they see your picture, they go, nope, we're not, you know, in other words, if you steal from here, we're not going to do business with you. That's the only way you could do it. And he said somebody had stolen $50,000 worth of something that they now lock up. $50,000. Loaded their truck up, backed up, took the stuff, and drove off. I don't even know how you would allow them to do that. This is in California. So anyway, going back to this San Francisco Walgreens, where everything's locked up, the replies are what I really like. And here's what a lady named KB wrote. It's like this in New York City. The only things not locked up here are vitamins. Unbelievable. Nobody cares about their vitamin health, but they want everything else is locked up, according to her. I haven't been to New York in a while, and even when I go, I don't go shopping very often. Here's what they said. This other guy said, his name is the real Michael Scott. He says, what is it? Is a trend for theft because companies cannot tackle shoplifting without putting security in the stores. Kids are sharing shoplifting videos online. Here's another one. I hope this is from Angry Tease. I hope the liberals love their Shangri-La that they created. But we all know that the richer liberals will move out, leaving their, quote, waste for others to clean up. Well done. Did your Ivy League degrees and theories help at all? This is disturbing because, again, it's so obvious. You know, look, how you can blame someone for providing a product for you, offering it to you at a price. They're not twisting your arm to buy it. They're offering it to you at a price. It's an agreed upon price for convenience or otherwise. I'll give another example. We were going to go buy something. We were at the house, my father-in-law's house, and we needed some junk food because, we didn't have anything. So Melissa goes, well, you want to go to the grocery store? I go, no, see if there's like a dollar store. Because if we're just going to get chips and some candy bars and some drinks and everything's $1.25 at the dollar store, thank you, Joe Biden, then let's do it there. So we go to the dollar store. We pick up 6 items. It was, $7-$8. If we had gone to the grocery store, we would have paid 3 times that. So we made the choice to go somewhere else. Now, had the grocery store been the most convenient, we probably would have paid the 3 times. I mean, I'm trying to watch my budget for sure these days under Bidenflation, because I'm telling you, it's a struggle to keep everything going these days. Just flatly is. But you have a choice. If you want to pay for convenience, it'll cost a little bit more. And sometimes you do. You just have to. It's a necessity. You're not going to spend 2 more gallons of gas to go get something a little farther. But this is what the left have created. This is the world we now live in. And I say these are the stores of the future, where eventually a robot is just going to say, pay up first, it delivers your goods. Like that Amazon store, you walk in, walk out, and it just, charges your card. They couldn't put that store in the hood. Are you kidding me? Amazon would be like, oh, we're shutting this one down. And I think the shopping of the future, if this continues in California, will be, we'll deliver it. You've paid for it, we'll deliver it. Or, like I said, you get it only after you've paid for it. You tell us what you want, it goes and picks it out, you pay for it, it gives it to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The heat is on for the Midwest and Northeast this weekend. The rising temperatures are putting city in emergency footing and ramping up pressure on the power grid. Around 150 million Americans, around 150 million people are in for extreme heat today from California to New York. Attorneys in a high-profile murder case are asking a judge to dismiss an indictment.
Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing 4 University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings.
Lance Pry with that story. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists remind me of many animals in the animal kingdom, and also, you know, insects and what have you. And, of course, dung beetles comes to mind. Yeah. But I don't want to insult dung beetles. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Dung beetles actually serve a purpose. Leftists do not. No, leftists are more like the cuckoo. They get another bird to raise their chicks. They're the masters of deception. When it comes to raising their own young, the cuckoo don't need to build a nest or protect their eggs or feed their offspring. Instead, what the female cuckoo will do is pass this role onto another bird, an unsuspecting victim. They're what's called brood parasites, which means they don't raise their young. You understand the correlation now? You starting to get it? Yeah. See, what the cuckoo does is she will lay her eggs in the nest of another bird species, tricking the other birds into thinking that the cuckoo eggs are theirs. Some of the main targets for cuckoos are the dunnocks. So just think of us as the dunnocks, because we raise the cuckoo's eggs. We raise their kids. We raise all the nonsense of the left we take on is ours. And then we fight it. We got to fight it the whole time. We're going to fight this. Think about what they also do to your kids, the cuckoo. They poison your own kids. So here's what they do. The female cuckoo watches her chosen nest like a voyeur. And this was all published in Animal Behavior. You can go look this up. And when the host parent, the parent that owns the nest, leaves to go look for food, the cuckoo will quickly lay her eggs among those that are already in the nest. Sometimes she'll even kill or remove one of the existing eggs so there aren't too many in the nest. Now, does this starting to sound a lot more like leftism? Right? Maybe leftists are more like the Adelie penguins. Have you seen these guys? They're funny. So these penguins will go and collect rocks as their nest. And some of them will have nests of hundreds of rocks. And the rocks are protective because, you know, it's a good barrier against predators, etc. And what the Adelie penguin will do is while somebody else goes out and hunts and looks and grabs other rocks, a Delhi penguin will steal rocks from the person that's building their nest. So these guys can't travel too far because they got to watch their own nest. And here's the thing about it. If you don't build a good nest in the Arctic, your chicks die. So by stealing this other hard-working person's rocks, think of it as money, they can't take care of their chicks. So this thief ends up building a big, beautiful nest on the backs of other penguins whose children die. You get what I'm saying? You can look this stuff up. This data on these things is readily available. But here's the one that really gets me. Yeah. And I could go into some other scavengers who, you know, eat off the carcasses of others, the jackals of the world and things like that. There are other animals. As I said, there are many animals and beetles that remind me of leftism. But the one that got me was the firehawk. Have you heard of the firehawk? Yeah. This is one that actually starts fires. A bird, a hawk, that starts fires. And for a reason. In 2017, scientists from Penn State Altoona looked into tales surrounding the fire-spreading habit of three Australian raptors. Black kites, whistling kites, and brown falcons. And the scientists spent years listening to these stories, collecting these anecdotes from the indigenous people, rangers who worked on these various wildlife preserves and what have you, and academics who were studying these hunting birds and how they were using fire to hunt. And they concluded, and they collectively called all three of these birds, by the way, firehawks. They concluded that these birds use fire to flush out its prey, whether it's grasshoppers or, you know, tiny mice or shrews or whatever. And one account describes a particular bird grabbing an ember while an Aboriginal was cooking out in the open and purposefully setting a piece of savanna ablaze about a couple miles away. They watch this. And I'm telling you, you should look this up. They're called firehawks. So what they do is they pick it up. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're kind of, you know, it's got like a little, it's like a firewalker, right? It's got a little dust on it so it doesn't burn his beak. And he flies with this thing, drops it where he thinks the mice or the grasshoppers are. And as it starts to burn, these grasshoppers start hopping out, and of course the mice and all the other little rodents go out, and it goes, swoops in, picks them up, and flies off. And so a lot of these, I don't know whether they do it here, because we have these random fires in Arizona, and I go, where'd that come from? Now, of course, lightning strikes, and of course, careless leftists who strike matches and throw them everywhere, you know, that kind of thing, that happens too. And you do need it. But I'm just saying, starting fires in the wild, these birds doing this and using it as a hunting technique. And why do I say this reminds me of leftism? Because isn't that what leftists do? Don't they start fires and then make hay from the opportunity? As Rahm Emanuel said, let no crisis go to work, go to be lost. Or what did he say? Let no crisis go on, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So here's the left going out. They start a fire. They start the border crisis. And then they go, oh, look at the border crisis. And then they figure out how to profit from it. And a friend of mine, I hadn't thought about it this way, but say, think about it, Kevin. The hospitals get overloaded. Who controls medical right now? The leftists. The schools are overloaded. Who controls it? We need more money for schools. We need more of this, more of that. It's leftism that does it. They create the fires. They create the chaos. You think there are any firefighters on the left? Honestly. I've talked about this many times. These people kick the can down the road daily, year after year. No problems get solved. Oh, Kevin, we're going to solve poverty. By what? Creating more of it? Kevin, we're going to solve the war on drugs. Have you watched Narcos yet? How many times I got to tell y'all? Go watch Narcos and then Narcos Mexico. Go watch El Chapo and see how much we're fighting the war on drugs. We're not fighting the war on drugs. We're condoning it. We're promoting it. for all intents and purposes, we should just be growing the cocoa leaves for cocaine. We should be setting up meth labs. Probably are some set up. Leftists will pick an ember out of a fire, fly 2 miles away, drop it, and then profiteer from the very fire that they're dropping. That's what they do. And I give you any, again, look at any of these things that we're talking about here. Global climate change. When have we been talking about, since when did weather become something we should be discussing? Of course not. There's no reason for it to be. No reason. But they dropped the fire. And now look at the amount of money we spend on this farce. I keep coming back to the same examples. If you go, Kevin, you talked about this 15 shows ago, 10 shows, 5 shows, 20, 30, 1,000 shows ago. Yes, I did. And I can only make it more interesting by showing you, here's what they do. And they're mimicking the very thing that we've known, that we do in nature. We watch animals. And I'm telling you what we do. These firehawks, leftists, go out, start a fire, and then they profit from it. And look at the amount of profit. Look at what happens when they overburden our education system. Look at who profits. Oh, we've got to have ESL. We need a whole new set of teachers, and we need translators, and we need counselors and grief counselors. And they build an industry around what? What is supposed to be happening for your children? You're supposed to be hiring teachers, educators. That's it. You're not supposed to be handling the social, economic aspects of their lives. That's a whole different deal. Bring them to school. We're going to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, the 3 R's. Send them home, and you can deal with the rest of it. I'm not saying you ignore the other stuff. But I'm just saying, isn't that really what it was set up to do? And why aren't we doing it? How did it expand to where education is a catch-all for all this stuff? Look at any of it. Any of the things we're talking about. And then ask yourself, who started the fire? We didn't start the fire. The left did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That plea deal with Hunter Biden going down. The house of cards is falling. The whole house is falling. Believe me, very shortly, the full criminality will come out. And we will see the biggest scandal in American history. And by far, without any doubt, the most corrupt president we have ever had. Let us hope we never have a president like this again. And let's hope some Democrats come forward and act like patriots rather than sniveling little cowards.
Welcome back, everybody. I figured we should finish out the week talking about the Bidens. That was Rudy Giuliani, of course, explaining that there's more to come. There are many people waiting for it. And I'm telling you this right now, I'm relishing in it. Every time we get more stuff, I'm like, woohoo, yes. I can't wait to put it on social media. If I've talked to any of my lefty friends, I don't have very many of them, but the ones that I do, I'm like, hey, how about that Biden? How about that? It's like Jimmy, what's his name? That would just be the coach of the Cowboys. He'd be, how about them Cowboys? How about them Bidens?
Woo! Yeah. And you know what? There's lots of problems that we could be dealing with. I mean, other issues that we could be talking about. And I did. I talked about a few other things earlier. The stores of the future. And, of course, the Firehawks, because the Democrats remind me of the Firehawks. They go start trouble. Well, they picked the wrong fire. They're burning down their own houses now. Here's Kash Patel talking about the Bidens and this FARA stuff. And he should know it. Kash was a prosecutor and a defense guy, so he knows both sides of this issue. Here he is.
Okay, so look, I've been a federal public defender. I've been a national security prosecutor. I've been both on both sides of the aisle, literally in federal court before tons of federal judges. And a federal judge has the authority not to enter into plea negotiations. And what this judge did, rightfully so, was question the DOJ if there are other criminal conduct related to the plea agreement. She's allowed to do that, or he. And I was not stunned by DOJ's answers, but the specificity that she went to FARA tells me she knew in the discovery process of this case that that issue had come up, and if that issue was going to be legally precluded from being prosecuted in the future, she as a jurist has a responsibility to demand that answer from the DOJ. And it looks like Hunter Biden's lawyers thought that the FARA registration, which they can't get a deferral on, which he has to go to federal prison on, which is a felony, they thought they had negotiated their way out of it. And it looks as if they just canned the plea agreement because, having been over there on the defense side, you quietly know when you've lost. And they lost on the FARA point is my first reaction, which to me tells me the DOJ tried to bury the FARA conviction. FARA, Foreign Agent Registration Act, very simply means if you're a U.S. citizen, you can work for whoever you want. But if you work for another country in Europe, in Africa, in Southeast Asia, wherever, and you lobby the U.S. government, Congress, White House, whatever, be like, oh, I got, you know, this amazing company who wants to do a deal in the United States, you know, you can do it. You can pay billions of dollars to do it. But the law just says you have to register. You have to put the government on notice. And it doesn't cost you anything. It just says, file a piece of paper. It's literally like one page. And it just says, here, I'm registered. You, DOJ, are aware of it. Track it all you want. That's it. If you fail to register and you lobby a foreign government, say you go to the Ukrainians, say you go to the Chinese, and you say, my daddy is going to get you all the private equity deals you want, or my daddy is going to get you a federal prosecutor fired in your home country, then we'll get you the $1 billion. He never registered to do those representative works on behalf of those countries in America. And look, just look what happened to Paul, Trump's former campaign manager.
Yep.
Manafort. He failed to register as a FAR agent. Now look, DOJ has had an awful track record of prosecuting these people because so many people in government leave and do this conduct and they don't register, which I don't know why. I think they're just trying to be shady, like Hunter Biden. And now this judge is like, so we're just going to decide what laws to not prosecute? I mean, it's pretty keen. It's pretty savvy. Look, the reality is the deal could come back. It's dead for now. And prosecutors have a premonition of going in there and being like, it's our way or the highway. But we all know who they work for, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Daddy, Joe Biden. So they could go back and loop in a FARA plea agreement, but I'm not sure that's going to work in this case, given this explosive rejection by both sides saying the plea deal's off.
Maybe you'll remember this next guy, Stephen Miller. He's hysterical, but he's always spot on. And he's very matter of fact. And in this particular interview, he actually takes time to have a little chuckle. But he's on Laura Ingraham, and they're talking about Comer's investigation and some other things. But here's Stephen Miller.
The Hunter Biden corruption scandal shows that they are so confident, the Biden family corruption scandal, they are so confident they'll be shielded by DOJ, they're committing this corruption right out in the open. In other words, so they're committing this corruption right out in the open, daring anybody to do anything about it. My prediction, though, is that James Comer, the Oversight Committee, the House of Representatives, is extremely close to completing that money trail between Hunter and Joe. And when that happens, the walls will have closed in. It'll be the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. There will not only be an impeachment, but there will also be the potential of future criminal charges in 2025 and beyond.
I agree with Stephen Miller, but before we run out of time, I want to play two more clips. One, and it all has to do with the Hunter Biden paintings. So here's what I believe Waters had to say about it. What clip is this? And then Stephen Miller will also comment on the paintings. Hang on.
Business Insider just revealed one of the people who paid for Hunter's artwork. Her name is Elizabeth Naftali. She's not an art collector at all. She's a Democrat donor, and she's a friend of the Bidens. She donated to the Biden campaign, and Joe appointed her to a cushy government post shortly after Hunter's art show. Does that surprise you, Peter?
No, Jesse, it's the grift. I mean, look, the question that we've always asked and that I know you've asked is, what is the Biden's business? They're getting all this money from overseas. They're getting all this money for artwork that, frankly, is not worth $500,000. What is the business? What's the product? The product is Joe Biden. Let's remember, with Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, Hunter Biden was getting $83,000 a month when his father was vice president of the United States. When his father became the ex-vice president of the United States, Hunter's take from Burisma was cut in half. So everybody knows what the product is and why this was being done. And the Democrats, I think, that continue to cling to the notion that there's nothing here, there's nothing to see, are making a big strategic mistake.
All right, the Biden family grift is coming into fuller focus tonight after we're learning new details about Hunter's art and what it was fetching behind closed doors. Well, first, let's go back in time to when former White House press secretary and current MSNBC star Jen Psaki, when she was adamant there was nothing untoward here.
A system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards. Of course, he has the right to pursue an artistic career. We won't know who the buyers are. Hunter Biden won't know who the buyers are, so there's no scenario where they could provide influence. I know this is your favorite topic, but it still is the purview of the gallerist, and the president remains proud of his son. Did you have another question on something else? Otherwise, we're going to move on.
The Insider also reported that Hunter's gallery sold his art to a Democratic donor friend, whom Joe Biden then named to a prestigious commission. So you thought, okay, is that big deal? Well, late today, we learned courtesy of the Free Beacon that Hunter's art patron visited the White House a dozen times. It is weird, though, isn't it, how all these coincidences just keep popping up in Biden world. Joining us now, Stephen Miller, former senior advisor to President Trump and founder at America First Legal. Stephen, they were trying to say that this is just another career, but just like with Burisma and the energy consulting he did for Burisma, what on earth would anyone ever pay big money for that junk for? I mean, except for Joe Biden.
Well, first of all, I love it when Jen Psaki describes this as Hunter's profession, right? Like he's a skilled, accomplished painter. Hunter's profession is selling Joe Biden, selling access to the Biden family for cash. That's his profession. So she was telling the truth when she said this was going to be helpful to his profession. It's just not the profession of painting. And
Stephen Miller. So true, though. Oh, man, he tickles me. And he's deadpan when he says it. I mean, oh, folks, that's going to do it for me today. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.